up his front door, watching the downpour. I bet the weatherman is happy how much time he gets to talk about how it's coming down. The flower's gonna grow, the grass is gonna green up. It's all good, but the best thing about the rain is hearing it on the tin roof. Second that we wake, no, we can take the day from me and you. Wrapped up in each other, tangled sheets under the covers. The best thing about the rain.
You just heard a snippet of the new single Best Thing About the Rain by country artist Genevieve Fisher. London-born and raised, Genevieve Fisher has earned 9 top 50 hits on both the Billboard's Canadian National and the country chart. Genevieve has earned recognition within the Canadian country music scene by earning 7 Female Artists of the Year nominations, including 2023, as well as numerous nominations for Single of the Year, Songwriter of the Year at the Country Music Association of Ontario Music Awards. While still in her teens, the Canadian Country Music Association recognized Genevieve's emerging talent with the CCMA Performance Selection at the 2012 New Artist Showcase in Saskatoon. Her songwriting skills continue to be acknowledged by the CCMAs, as witnessed by her selection to perform for the prestigious songwriting series in 2016 and 2018. Her Indigenous background also allowed her to register 3 number one hits on the North American Indigenous Music Countdown chart. Genevieve has had the opportunity to perform at some of the biggest music festivals, including Canada's Boots and Hearts, Havelock Jamboree, Lucknow Music in the Fields, Manitoulin Country Fest, Trackside, and the Indigenous Day Live. She has had and continues to have the privilege of writing with some of country music's brightest songwriters, including Jason Blaine, Stephen Lee Olson, Patricia Conroy, Michelle Wright, Jason Massey, Jennifer Scott, and many more. Before we get started with this week's interview, I wanted to remind the people that if you are enjoying the interviews with all the amazing artists that we have on the show, please rate, review, and subscribe. You can listen to the podcast on all your streaming platforms. It also helps to bring more information about the artist that you know and love. Here to talk about her latest news and her new single is country artist Genevieve Fisher. Hi, Genevieve. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. It is so good to finally catch up and finally get to talk to you on the show. It's been too long.
I know. It's been way too long, and it's so good to talk to you.
Yeah. I can't wait to give you a hug when I see you on the road this year. So it's just, yeah, I just need
Absolutely.
To, I need to get my Genevieve fix.
Oh. Absolutely.
I miss seeing you live, girl. I really do. You are so good as a performer, and your voice. There's just something so calming about your voice.
You.
I bet you've heard that a lot.
I've heard that. I have heard that. I take that as a huge compliment, so thank you so much.
I bet you it's got to be, I'm curious to find out what Harrison's like, because you started singing it. The first time you were on stage was age 2, I think, at
yes.
that competition. Is he doing it too? Is there a full circle
he
moment for
is,
mom? Oh, really?
Absolutely. It's really cute. I remember my parents telling me that when I was a baby, like I was around his age, 2 years old, and or even younger, I'd be in my crib singing, clapping, and he's doing the exact same thing, and it's so cute. He's always singing, even his... at his daycare, they're like, yeah, Harrison didn't fall asleep for probably about 30 to 45 minutes today because he was too busy singing. I'm like, yeah, well, that doesn't shock me. But yes, he
just
loves
like his
to
mom.
Sing. Yeah, it's adorable.
For full circle moment for you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's so funny. That is so cute. What is Layla like with him?
She's pretty good. She definitely still likes to be the center of attention. I will
oh,
say
really?
That.
She looks like such a chill dog.
Oh, she is. And like, she's super chill, but she, I think because she was sort of our first baby, as we like to call her.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know what? I will say she's great with him, but she has her moments. Like he'll try to like you know how kids are with dogs, are a little aggressive sometimes.
Yes.
She definitely doesn't like that. So we're trying to teach him to be a little more gentle with Lila. But yeah, she's been great. She's getting old. She's starting to really get gray in the face. But
how old is Lila now?
She will be seven on this week.
Okay. Yeah, my little one's 10 this year.
Oh my gosh.
10, and she always sits, you know, when I was doing the podcast, she would always sit and everybody would always ask about her because she's just so darn cute, but she tilts her head everything you say. I went, okay, I can just film her and we can put a voice to that and we can do some children's stories and I think that will work out just
That's
fine.
Adorable.
She is so cute. But they do have such a great friendship when they grow up together. Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. I can't wait to see him, like, when he's a little bit older and, taking his dog for a walk, and it'll be really cute.
Oh, because he likes to grip, too, at age 2. So he'd be, like, squeezing, like, if he goes to pet her, he would kind of squeeze a bit, too, I bet.
Oh, yes.
If I remember,
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's when it can be a little bit rough, because they don't know. Like, he's just feeling and learning textures.
Oh,
and yeah.
I know. Poor girl. But she is really good with him.
Too precious. That is so awesome. Your babies. Your two babies.
Yes, my two little babies, Lila and Harrison.
How has it been for you juggling family life and your singing and your acting career?
It's been, you know what, it's been really good. I think at the start, I did have a little bit of a rough time.
Just the postpartum trying to find that, or?
Yeah, I think I was dealing with a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think too, because Harrison was premature, that was a little bit tough on me, and I had just released Playing Favorites.
You were still pregnant then, I think, right? Like, just
yeah. So I was right, like, very close to the end. Well, kind of close to the end. I was like 30-ish weeks when pregnant when I released Playing Favorites.
Wow.
And then he was born at 33 weeks. So
yeah, that's pretty close.
It was a bit of a whirlwind, and I was kind of juggling between the hospital and I was still doing radio interviews and stuff. And, you know, looking back, I maybe should have taken some time away. Mm-hmm. Just because I was obviously dealing with becoming a new mom, and I was also in and out of the hospital with him. So, but I think now, you know, even a year and a bit later, I kind of found that balance. So it's been really good.
I know, because my son was 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks early. And he was my first, and I had problems right through the pregnancy. I was right off my feet. So you're so anxious to finally meet the baby and you know, just to be able to deliver and finally have that moment there. But then nothing prepares you, you know, for being a mom, because you never know what it's going to be like. My son was, like, his stomach was premature. He had probably a lot of similar issues as Harrison, I would think.
Like some breathing issues, stomach issues. Yeah. And I think when you're pregnant, you kind of have this whole idea of how it's going to be and how it's going to go. And you just have this whole idea. And then when it kind of derails, you're sort of like, oh, wait.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to happen like this. What's going on?
I remember.
You know what,
I remember way too well, because I remember calling my mom when I got home from the hospital, because he wouldn't stop crying. And we didn't know what was going on. And I was breastfeeding. He would take it, but there was just so many issues for like 11 days. And I had not slept. And I had had a blood transfusion. And there was a whole bunch that had gone on at that time. So I was beyond exhausted. And my husband couldn't help me. He couldn't do anything at that time. So it was really challenging. And then, you know, my mom was a foster parent for 40 children. Babies mostly.
Oh my gosh.
So she had a pretty good idea of what to do. So she would help me with that. And then she just said, whatever you do, just start vacuuming under his crib. Just start, because those things will become soothing for him with his stomach issues because of the premature tummy. He needed to deal with it somehow. And that's why he was crying all the time.
Yeah.
But then he just couldn't, he ended up having allergic reaction to the milk.
Oh, poor guy.
So it was like a year and a half. So it was, I understand, because you just you're in mom mode all the time. It's hard to remember who you were, where you start, where you come after that. And I'm sure that was a big part of what you went through.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it balances out, doesn't it? Then you kind of find where you are and it's like, oh, okay. You know, it's just
exactly.
Yeah. Just going through it that first time is just tough shift for a while as a mom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Our scars and our trials are part of our lives, right? And who we are moving forward.
Absolutely.
And without going through that, you might not have done some of the things that you have recently.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So it kind of balances itself out. I wanted to talk a little bit about the beginning part of your career because for our international listeners, just to give them, you know, a little bit of a preview of what your life was like. You started singing, as I said earlier in the show, at the age of 2. And your first performance. And I think it was You Are My Sunshine, right?
Yes.
I remember.
It was. Yes.
So adorable. I remember seeing that video. It just the beginning part for your release. I think it was Thank You Music.
Yes.
That was on, right? Tell us a little bit.
It was.
Tell us a little bit about your upbringing and the kind of music that you heard in the home.
Yeah. So obviously growing up, I spent so much time with all my grandparents. But I spent most time with my Nana, and when I'd be at her house, she'd always have, you know, country radio on. So I definitely grew up listening to country music. And they lived just outside of London, in a little, I guess, hamlet called Denfield. Mm-hmm. And so they were really close to a little small town called Ilderton. And my first singing competition was at the Ilderton Fair. I was 2 years old, and I sang You Are My Sunshine, and I kind of joke and say the rest is history. And yeah, you can see footage of me singing You Are My Sunshine at the beginning of the Thank You Music video. But yeah, it's just when I think back to, you know, my younger years, and I feel like I've done a lot. You know, I started
have,
out
yes.
singing at competitions and you know, I met so many people at those competitions. I met Kira Isabella when I was really,
Are
really
you
young.
Serious?
We used to compete. Yeah, we used to compete at the
Are
same competition.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, so learn something
Kira,
new. Huh.
Yeah, so we go way back, and so we used to compete against one another, and so it's been really cool, and I just feel like the country music community is just so small, and we have such a tight-knit community, which is so cool. But yeah, mm-hmm. so growing up, that's kind of what I used to do. I would do competitions, and then when I was probably 15, 16 is when I sort of started looking at it as, you know, I want to do this as an actual career. And so I got a manager who is still my manager to this day.
That's incredible in itself, because finding that core team takes usually people a very long time and a few mistakes along the way, right?
Absolutely.
So that's pretty cool.
Yes, very cool. I feel like we've accomplished so much, and together we kind of learned the ropes and started to make connections in Nashville, and I started writing and recording down there. And
when was your first trip? How old were you when you went for your first trip to Nashville?
I was 18. My first trip to Nashville was when I was 18, and I recorded my very first album there, which was called Without Borders, which kind of paid tribute to my Indigenous background.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So it's kind of cool to, I'll be going through, you know, some drawers and find my first CD, which I think is kind of cool, and it brings back a lot of memories.
Well, you learn too.
And just to see how much I've changed.
Yeah, because you learn how much you've grown, right? Because it's like me listening to my first show. I was like, oh, Lord, you know, it's like, oh, did I sound like that? And it's just, you go through such change, and you learn, and you build your craft and you hone it. And it's just to watch when I first met you, like I had been following your career from the beginning, and then to see you play live, I think it was the James Barker Band and Chris Buck, I think. I was like,
when was that?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That would have been a very, very long time ago.
Like Hamilton? It was in Hamilton, I think, if I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm even trying to remember. Okay.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
It was a special moment meeting you that day, because that was the first time I'd ever heard you play live. Really nice, because you got such a gorgeous voice, and you have
Thank
such
you
great
so
technique.
Much.
But yeah, it's just very distinctive. When I hear you on the radio, I know it's you. And that's,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's really important in this day and age, right?
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Now, you have worked with some pretty special women in your career, some real trailblazers in this industry. What has it been like for you to have these women as mentors and songwriters that you've worked with, co-writes?
Oh, man, like, it's been incredible. I mean, obviously, I always try to talk about my friend Jennifer Schott. She's kind of one of my first connections and friends that I made in Nashville, and she sort of took me under her wing, and she's just taught me so much about not only songwriting, but just kind of just finding my way through the industry.
Mm-hmm.
She has so much insight, and she's just been someone that I've been able to lean on a lot throughout my career. So it's been incredible. And I mean, I've written with Michelle Wright, and I've you know, I even like talk about Stacey Lee Gousset. Like, she's amazing.
That girl is so talented. Michelle,
oh,
she's
gosh.
Queen to me.
Like, yes.
There's so many that we have as queens here in Canada when it comes to country music, but Michelle,
absolutely
huge.
Patricia Conroy,
that's
like,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Stacey,
yeah.
My girl, she can sing anything.
Yes, she can.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Stacey, for many years, actually was my background singer for a while.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So she actually did many, many shows with me, and she kind of did all my harmonies. And
wow.
So it was with her. But yeah, I've been so lucky to write and perform with so many amazing female artists. So,
what's the one piece of advice that you've been given that really stands out for you, one that you would want to pass on to any young artist coming up in the industry today?
Oh man, let me think. I think like one of the biggest things that I've taken away from other women in the industry is just really trying to stay true to who you are as not only a person, but an artist, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always said, like, I feel like I won't be able to look back on my career and feel like I was truly successful if I'm not able to say that I never really changed who I was, and to always remember where you come from, because, you know, I feel like your success is based on where you kind of came from and where you started, right? So
yeah, that's your legacy.
That's one piece of it. Yeah, exactly. So if I were to, you know, give any piece of advice, and I feel like I can truly say this, is I feel like I've always stayed true to myself. And, you know, something else I've always said is, for me, like, family has always come first. So yeah, for me, it's been having a family has been number one, and I can genuinely say that I'm so happy with where I'm at in my life and career.
Mm-hmm. And I think at this day and age too, it's nice to see those trailblazers who've had children.
Yes.
And
100%.
Watched how they handled it. And obviously things have changed in the music industry quite a bit just in the last, you know, two decades. It has changed a great deal, especially in the last couple years. And just to navigate all of that and deal with the pressures, when should you be home? Like, I was talking to Annika about that last week when I had her on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's, I don't know how they do it between the two of them.
I don't know either.
She's one busy girl. But yeah, she puts family first too. It's a big deal for her.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Absolutely. I love Annika. She's such a phenomenal vocalist. And it's nice to see other young women having children. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, girl, you're doing it. You're doing it.
I'm trying.
We are so darn proud of you, and the music that you're putting out is absolutely killer.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What has been the biggest challenge for you so far in your music career?
Oh, That's a tough one. I mean, I have been so lucky, you know, to have had such great success at radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I look back to when I first started and started releasing songs to radio, I feel like I had so much support, and I had songs that did phenomenal at radio, like Take It On Home hit top 20.
Mm-hmm.
You Me We was top 40. Same with Playing Favorites. I've had so much success, like 9 top 50 songs. But I will say that more recently, in the last couple of years, it has become a little bit more difficult to get that radio play.
Competition's really tight because it's like 20 normally that they focus on, right? It's just,
I know.
Yeah, it's hard.
I know. It is really hard. And I mean, something else that I think has been a bit of, I think, a struggle for me is I don't want to say breaking through, but getting really well known out west.
Mm.
That's kind of been a bit tough, I think, because I'm primarily based out of Ontario and I don't travel that much out west. It's been a little bit hard to break through in Western Canada. So
wow.
That's kind of been sort of two of my struggles. I mean, I've done radio tours out there. I've done a few shows, but
If they don't visually see you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I can see that, because if you're not touring everywhere,
exactly,
you know, nationally, then it's tough.
It is.
Yeah, it would be a tough thing for them to see. It's one thing to
Absolutely.
Put out the records and be played here on Ontario radio, but that's the one thing with going through COVID that, you know, that's been a blessing in a lot of ways for indie artists out there, is the streaming platforms and fans being able to listen to your music in not just what radio plays.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's been the positive thing that comes out of that, you know, that kind of perspective when you're looking at what you're trying to get on radio, because that creates a bit of a challenge too. Because if you're writing for radio.
I know.
That's like one of the most worst things you can do.
I know. Right? And I think now, like, I used to, you know, go into writes and right away say, like, I need to write a radio song. I need to write a radio song. And now it's just like, I need to write a great song.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, I've sort of changed my perspective. I still, of course, put, you know, huge emphasis on radio and making sure that we release and we stay relevant. But I think now it's like, I want to just write great songs and music that still really connects with me and resonates with me. And, you know, I guess I look at it like, if they love it, they'll play it. So,
and it's so true, because you'll see some of the artists like Ed Sheeran's talk. He's talked about that so often, you know, Katy Perry, so many other big artists out there that'll say, you know, they did the same thing. They were chasing the radio dream.
Yeah.
And it's not about radio at all. It's about the fans. And if you write a song that you're comfortable singing 20 years from now, that you believe in and that you relate to, and something that your son would be proud to hear, like, this is mom's work. Like, these are songs that she wrote that makes me feel my mom. People are going to pick that up. And those are the ones that, you know, those artists will turn around and say, you know, if I can, every single one that has been a hit, a big hit, has been one that has been more on the vulnerable side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Okay, what has your perspective changed about what success looks like to you career-wise and in life since becoming a mom?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, I think if I'm able to still connect with my fans, release great music, be able to make a living doing what I love, that for me is enough. I mean, of course, would it be amazing to be signed with a label and be touring, you know, everywhere? Yes, it would be incredible. But I think since having Harrison, I have had a kind of a shift, and I do kind of look at success a little bit differently. Yeah, so just kind of putting a precedence on, you know, social media, connecting with my fan base, and, you know, still trying to do shows, of course. I want to be on stage. I love being on stage, but I also love being home with my son. So,
and it's hard too, because you got to have that balance where how much do I talk about him? How much do I show him on social media? Like, I'm sure you struggled with that, like so many of the moms do, and fathers, because, you know, if you aren't on social media now, like before, even when I started in this career, social media, we would advertise and you would get a write-up in a magazine or something like that. That's what people were striving for. But now you got to have so many followers as an indie artist. It's nuts.
It's crazy. And it's so funny. I was talking to some other industry people a bit, and I will say that's been another big part of my career that I feel like has changed drastically from when I first started. Social media, of course, it was a thing when I first started, but it wasn't as huge as it is now. I don't even think Instagram was a thing when I first, you know, released some of my first songs.
I don't think it was even in existence at that point. Yeah.
No. So it has been a huge shift, and I think struggle a little bit in terms of how much of my personal life do I share? How much of Harrison do I share? How much, you know, of my music do I share? And it was actually quite crazy. During COVID, I had hired a publicist, and she was helping me with just, you know, social media side of things, of really diving into the analytics, and it was very interesting to see her say to me that some of my best content is my day-to-day life.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, like,
they want to know who you are.
Yeah.
And that's why I started. I remember when COVID hit and I couldn't do live interviews anymore. I went, okay, what am I going to do? Like, we're stuck here. And my mom was living with me and very ill. And so I couldn't leave the house. And so I figured, okay, I got to reinvent this somehow. And I remember talking to the labels, and they're going, a podcast? No, if it's a podcast, we won't give you the interview. And so it was like, okay, so because they're so used to the radio tours, it was like you got 10 minutes, 15 minutes tops. They can play a note or two. They can tell you where the song's going to be released, when, where they're going to be on tour, and that's it.
Yeah.
They weren't used to the podcast, but the moment those started taking off, that's where you see so many fans discovering new artists, because they can hear your life story, relate to you better before they even listen to a song of yours. Yeah. Big difference.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. And it's just juggling all of that, you know, because you, as an indie artist, and getting that team behind you, because, you know, let's face it, when it comes to labels right now, they want turnkey. They want all the followers in every social media base. Right?
Yep.
They want your brand intact. You know exactly who you are. Have work under your belt where you hustle, hustle, hustle. And
I know.
Yeah, it's not an easy industry to be in.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Not for the faint of heart.
No. But with a voice like yours, girl, with a voice like yours and the talent that you have, you are something so special. And I hope that people are telling you that, because you are.
Thank you.
A gift.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, a
that
gift in so many ways. So many ways. Yeah, very much so.
Thank you.
What has it been like for you to work with Rob as your tracker and being a big part of your team for radio, significantly harder for women, for sure, and the focus on radio, as we were just talking about, and if a song does great or doesn't do great. What's it been like working with him?
Rob has been amazing. I mean, one thing that I feel like has been almost like reassuring is that the fact that he is still, you know, willing to take me on as a client. I feel like he truly believes in my music. And that says something. So it's been amazing. I mean, to have him.
Oh, we lost you there.
And you know, he does his best. I mean, he knows how tough it is out there. And but yeah, it's been so great to work with. He has obviously so many years under his belt working in this industry. So, I feel very lucky to be able to work with Rob and
holding on to those core members of your team. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. He's, you know, been working with Rob since Take It On Home. That was the first song that he helped me with, and that was back in 2017, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's been really great, and it's funny because I'll talk to my manager and I'm like, I don't know, like, what do we think? Do we think the song's gonna do good? He's like, if Rob's willing to take it on, I know he thinks nice. It's a great song. So
nice. That's good. That is really good. Do you miss how the industry used to be?
Yes. Yeah. I really, really do. I think, yeah, I mean, sometimes I even have a hard time pinpointing, like, truly how it's changed. But I think I just miss, yeah, like, I just sometimes think back to July when I released that song to radio, and just, I think now, because there's such an influx of artists as well, and there's so many True. Amazing platforms like TikTok and Instagram, and
I'm not even on TikTok. Well, I'm on it, but I haven't done anything with it because
I'm the same.
I don't have time. I don't know how you guys do it, because it's a lot.
I agree, and I haven't really tackled the TikTok game yet, but I think just there are so many more artists out there now. I think when I first started, mm-hmm. you know, of course there were the core artists and there were newer artists, but it was just a lot easier to mm-hmm. Be heard and get played on radio. So
yeah, big change.
I definitely miss it. Yeah.
Big change. I had Dustin Bird on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And he was talking about social media and trying to figure out what to do with TikTok. And he was just like, I said to him, listen, you know, just do a little 20-second piece where you're, hey, do you like this song? That's all you have to do. Like, if you overthink
Oh, for sure.
People just want to know about your life. Hey, I'm working Absolutely. On this and hear you play a little bit. They just get used to checking in with you to see what's new.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yeah, very much. Now, you've got another love that we need to talk about here, a new discovery these past few years. You found a lot of love towards acting. Tell us a little bit about that. That is so cool. So cool.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy. So back in 2018, I had received an email from a girl named Rebecca LaMarche. Mm. And she works for, a film production company called Brain Power Studio. And she reached out and she said, hey, Genevieve, I actually saw you perform at Boots and Hearts a couple years ago, and you've always kind of stuck out in my mind. And I think you would be a perfect fit for a movie called Christmas with a Prince. We would love for you to play yourself, Genevieve Fisher, the country music singer. So I accepted the offer, and it was a very small part. I only had a few lines, but sang Jingle Bells in the song, and singing to a boy who was sick in the hospital. So it was a really cool experience. And then fast forward to this year, back in January, she reached out again and said, we're working on a new franchise, and it's called Country Hearts.
Nice.
And we'd love for you to audition. So,
there's a bigger role involved, I bet.
Yeah, so it's a bigger role. Not huge, but still a much larger role than what I had done in the past.
Exciting.
So I auditioned and ended up getting a role of one of the sisters in the film, and it's kind of based on like a country music family. So
I'm so excited for you.
So it's actually two films. So Country Hearts, and then it's actually been greenlit for a Christmas movie as well. So it's called Country Hearts Christmas.
Where are you filming? Are you filming in Toronto or out west? Or
so yeah, it was in the GTA, and we're done filming. It was such a cool opportunity, and
nice.
I actually got to work with Chris Jericho, who's WWE.
So cool.
Yeah. Anyways,
very
it's just really cool.
I used to work in the film industry in Toronto a lot.
Oh, cool.
And just on sets and things like that. So so they shoot so much there, but I am so excited for you.
Thank you. And film is like a whole different world. Like,
oh yeah.
It is not like the music industry at all. So it's been really cool to experience that as well. And yeah, like I've really, really enjoyed it. And it was funny, my last day of filming, I was getting packed up and one of the crew members was like, oh, so like what other movies have you done? And I was like, well, I've only done one other film, but it was just like a super small part. And she looked at me, she's like, really? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, I would have never known that. So I was like, woo, sweat
there
off.
There you go.
Kind of took the sweat off my my forehead. Ooh. Because I was super nervous, obviously. So that's a compliment to hear that. So kind of a boost of confidence. And I hope to get some other roles in the future.
Well, you know what? Look out, Hallmark, because you would fit in so well to so many of their storylines. But that's really going to help, too. Getting your music out there. Huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Aww. Yes.
You deserve it, girl. That's
Thank
one thing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you deserve it. Good. Hats off. Wow. Yeah, there's nothing you can't do, see?
Nothing you can't do that you put your mind to.
That's true. You deserve the world. And I am so happy for you. So happy
Thank
for
you.
Let's talk about thank you music.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this one because you released that earlier this year and you co-wrote this one with Jennifer, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Tell us about writing this one.
Yeah. So we wrote this song back in, was it January of 2020? Let me think. January of 2022, I believe. I was just kind of getting back into writing. I definitely think at that point I was just struggling with, I don't even want to say motherhood, but I think I was at the brink of finding myself again. Harrison was almost 1 year old and I think I was just struggling, you know, and I will say like social media plays a huge role in our lives and how you view yourself and others. And
it does.
I think I was just struggling looking at other artists and seeing all that they were doing. And I sort of felt like I was falling behind and I just had a bit of a moment of like maybe I'm not really cut out for it anymore, maybe I need to change my direction, and I think I was in a bit of a slump, to be honest.
It was an overwhelming time in your life at that point.
Absolutely. And I think so many artists go through it, you know.
They all do.
So I was sitting down to write and I had this idea of writing a song about, you know, my life and my life in music and how it's shaped me and talking about my younger years. I kind of started saying to her, like, it's almost going to be like a love letter to
music.
That's
what I've got written down here. It was a love letter to yourself in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so she's kind of sitting there and we're playing around. I kind of was playing a melody on the piano. She kind of stopped me and she was like, what if we call it thank you music? And I was like, I love that.
That is so cool.
And so we kind of rolled with it and it came out pretty quick. But I remember getting really emotional during our write and we kind of stopped and started chatting a bit. And I just kind of said to her, I was like, I don't know why, but this writing this is almost making me feel like this is it for me, like this is the end.
I
think just because I was struggling with finding myself again, it's becoming a mom really does change you and it takes a while to feel like yourself again. So
in a lot of ways, because you're so spread thin.
Yes.
And to 100%. Even have a thought to yourself or emotion to yourself is really difficult, you know, to even own those thoughts or want to own those thoughts. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think I too just had, I had a couple of moments leading up to this write with Jen, but I just had a moment of like, I think I'm just a mom now. Like, that's just it. Like, and I had always prided myself on, you know, being a go-getter and a multitasker and I can do it all. And I think I was just at a moment of like, I can't right now. I can't do it all. I'm struggling. I'm, you know, trying to keep my head above water with a baby at home. And and then a month later, I actually I had written a few songs that I was super proud of, Thank You Music being one of them. I also wrote a song with my really good friend Shantaya called Part of Me, which is actually a song
Shantaya,
about
your son.
Me too. Oh, she's the
yes.
best.
Yeah.
So yeah, we wrote a song about Harrison, and so I went into the studio with my band and we did these stripped down versions of these songs that I had written, because I had this whole idea of releasing these acoustic versions of these super personal songs to my social media. So we had my videographer out, and
it was a great video for Part of Me. That, yeah, it was really
you.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, after we did that, I was really excited about it, but I was still under this assumption, like, I do kind of feel like I'm ready to step away from music for a while. And it was a few months before we were going to release Thank You Music to radio. I was getting ready to record it in studio with my producer, Jason Massey.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to obviously have a more radio version of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after hearing the fully produced version of the song that I had a moment of, like, I'm not done here.
That feeling comes back.
Yeah, it came back. And it's funny because part of the song is, you know, talking about how it is the music that always brings me back. You know, I think the industry can kind of take away the magic of music sometimes.
They can, yeah.
Because of the pressures behind it. And so
it's a machine. It's not personal at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just so happy and proud of myself that I was able to kind of come back and,
find kind of
a new love.
Music
it does.
Heals.
Oh, for sure.
And it's funny because when you go through it yourself, like, I'm sure you hear so many stories from fans about songs that you've written and released to radio and how much it's changed their lives. But your own song healed you in a lot of ways, which is really cool for you to share, because that, you know, it just makes your life so much more understandable to the fans, and something they can relate to, something they may be struggling with right now. And I'm really glad we're talking about that, because it is so important for fans to hear that their life is just the same.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you guys have a platform to be able to use your experience in life and go through.
Yes.
But as songwriters, you can put words to things that fans can't. And so very cool. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Now we're gonna play the song in a second, but Part of Me, I went to look for that actually last night.
Yes.
Have you released it to radio?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay.
No, so I've only kind of released it to my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even on streaming platforms. But I'm currently working
But the video is there for people to hear.
Yes, the video is on Instagram. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm actually kind of working towards an EP. I'm not 100% sure when it's going to be released yet, but I'm really hoping, well, I know it will be on the EP.
Nice.
Part of Me will be there. So I'm looking forward to just getting some new music out to fans and
Because it was one of the songs I wanted to play at the end of the show.
For sure.
Beautiful piece of work. Man, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I told you. There's just so much that I can relate to, and it brought back so many memories. I was in tears listening to that song.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I still sometimes will just be driving, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put on Part of Me, and I'll be crying. I'm like, why am I crying to my own song? What is wrong with me?
That's because it means something. And I think the more vulnerable you are and the more that you tap into that side of yourself and what you're actually going through in life, man,
you
can never go wrong. Never
for sure. Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, that is amazing. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Thank You Music by country artist Genevieve Fisher here on Music's Journey.
Little girl, little stage, county fair on a Saturday. Curly hair, white dress, mama whispered, do your best. I sang, you are my sunshine, blue ribbon was all mine, and I fell in love with you right then and there. Yeah, you taught me how to trust. gone. Yeah, you shaped me and you saved me and you made me feel alive. In the good times and the bad, you get me through.
That was Thank You Music, the single released in January of this year. One of the best voices in Canadian country music, artist Genevieve Fisher. Such a special love letter to yourself. Oh, really,
yes.
Really important song at a very important moment in your life.
Absolutely, yes. Mm.
You never know what you're going to be facing in life. And those moments, you know, that we're struggling, it's amazing that yeah. there's beauty on the other side of it. If we 100%. Just persevere and go through those tough times, it's just part of the scars that make us grow, and that can yes. be a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think I can relate to that. I never thought, you know, going through everything that I've gone through, that I would think the same thing too, but it really is
yep.
such a beautiful, important song. And that one's going to stand out to you because of what you were going through.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. 100%.
What has been the biggest inspiration in the music industry for you so far?
Oh, man. That's a tough question. You know, I think seeing a huge inspiration for me is seeing some of my incredible artist friends kind of blossom and watching their careers. I mean, it's super inspiring. Like, I look at my good friend Shantaya, who you know, over the years we've become so close. We've written together. A song that we co-wrote is actually the title track of her album, which is called Exes and Friends. And it's just been inspiring to watch her grow, and it kind of just inspires me to keep going. So I think I would have to say that.
Because that song was life-changing for me.
Oh, Exes and Friends.
Mm-hmm. Life-changing for me at a time I needed it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's really cool to hear.
Mm-hmm. So you guys did a phenomenal job.
Thank you. Thoroughly
enjoyed her EP. Yeah, and so we keep
phenomenal.
talking about doing one of those rooms where we're going to have things in there that we can smash and hit and you know, just break apart and just get all of our frustration out.
Yeah.
Have her music, exes, have your song playing in the background for all these girls. So yeah, pretty cool. That was such a great song.
Oh, Such Thank a great song. You. Yeah.
What has been the most important song that you have written so far?
Oh,
it might not even be something that you're even going to be putting out there. It could be something that is just so personal to you.
You know what? I think just because of the time that I'm at in my life, mm-hmm. I think it's been part of me. The song
That's
that
I
wrote
thought.
About Harrison. Yeah. That was actually, so that was in June of 2021. So I had just had Harrison in February. So,
wow.
So 4 months later, I was back doing a bit of writing. I was slowly just getting back into it, but I kind of had this this idea of writing a song about Harrison, and I co-wrote it with Shantaya. And actually, it was funny. She happened to be like taking a video at the exact time that I had just started crying, just because it was so beautiful to be able to
relate to the lyrics. Yeah.
and write a song that felt so honest and yeah, just so real to what I was going through. Like, I look at that song and it's like having a baby is the most incredible, beautiful, amazing thing that you could ever do, and meeting your baby for the first time is like indescribable. But it also changes you so much, and you do feel like you lose a part of who you are, and you sort of have moments of like, who am I? What am I doing? But
that's why that's why so many people have a problem transitioning once they leave the nest.
100%. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think though, when you really take a step back and look at that baby, it's like, you are my favorite part of everything that I am. So, it was just really amazing to write that song. And it was a super healing song for me. So
Very
I would say
special.
That right now has been the most special song that I've written to date.
Well, I have to agree that when I told you, it brought me to tears.
Yes.
And my son is older and out.
Yes.
You know, living his life. And yeah, so it's such a beautiful piece of work. Beautiful
Thank
piece
you.
Of work.
Thank you.
And we'll definitely be playing that one at the end. What has been the most important moment for you, lesson that you've learned at this chapter junction in your life?
Oh, man. I think I want to say like I've learned it and I'm good at it, but I think it's something I'll forever be working towards. But I think it's just not comparing yourself to others. Being an artist is so unique, and I think it's just important to remind yourself that you're unique, and you do you. You put out music that is important to you, that means something to you, that connects with your fans. So I think that would be kind of like the most important lesson, is just not to compare yourself to others, because everybody's living their own journey, right?
So, and your life lessons are important to you, and what you're going through in those moments,
exactly.
And how you go through them and navigate life. It's always challenging because it's forever changing, right?
100%.
And yeah. So some stuff we just never seen coming. That's why when she was playing, you know, Exes and Friends, it was like, I never saw what junction I was in my life right then. I never saw that coming.
Right.
And so, you know, it was just as much of a shock and painful for me. But at the same time, it's like, this is where I'm at. And, you know, so you come out the other side and you learn what you do really want and what you do need in your life. And painful in the moment, but we all can get through it eventually. Yeah.
Yes.
So very cool. Okay. So tell us about the brand new single. Best Thing.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because we've had the storms going overhead and went, oh, what a perfect song to be playing about this. Right? Best thing about the music, you know, is, you know, like, it's just kind of cool when I hear a song like this one. So, best thing about
Thank
the rain.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us about writing this one.
Yeah. So, I was in Nashville.
Because it's different. It's a different one.
Yeah.
For you. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It's very, like, it feels very country, this song.
Mm-hmm.
I co-wrote it with Aaron Goodvin and Jennifer Schott.
I love Aaron.
Me too. He's the best. I was in Nashville back in October of 2022. I was there for a writing trip, and yeah, I'll never forget the day. It was a beautiful sunny day. I was in the writing room with Jen and Aaron, and started throwing ideas around, and Aaron was like, I do have this song title, Best Thing About the Rain. I was like, oh, I'm like, that could be really cool. And we just started playing around with some melodies, and Aaron started singing you know, the chorus, Best Thing About the Rain. I'm like, ooh, I love this. So yeah, we rolled with it, and I remember at one point in our write, we all just kind of looked at each other, we're like, this is gonna be so good. So about a week or two later, I remember texting both of them, and I was like, okay, I definitely think I want to cut this song and have it be kind of my summer single. And they're like, yes, let's do it. So
nice.
So yeah, it was just,
it's a very really catchy song. It's a very catchy song.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, I loved it from the minute we wrote it, and yeah, I just feel really lucky to have written it with them. And
it gives that kind of, I'm trying to think of the artist that releases songs similar to this one. It's got a feel to it. I'm trying to think of who I'm trying to think of. Luke.
Oh, are you going to say Luke Combs?
Yes, that's the one I'm trying to think of.
Okay, it's so funny.
I forget his last name. That is so weird.
When I got the version back from my producer, like the first kind of version of the song, I was like, this is giving me major Luke Combs vibes,
yes,
which I'm not mad about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love this song. I love that it's country. I love everything that we did with it musically, instrumentally. I'm so happy with how the song turned out.
Oh, it's such a great song. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the brand new single, Best Thing About the Rain, by country artist Genevieve Fisher, here on Music's Journey.
Smiling when he opened up his front door, watching the downpour. I bet the weatherman is happy how much time he gets to talk about how it's coming down. The flowers gonna grow, the grass is gonna green up. It's all good, but the best thing about the rain is hearing it on the tin roof. Second that we wake, no, we can take the day from me and you. Wrapped up in each other, tangled sheets under the covers, while the world is spinning without us in it. We can stay and get a getaway. That's the best thing about you brought me. Maybe we can binge a little Netflix, steal another long kiss, and sleep back in. Most people just curse till they finally see a rainbow. I guess they don't know the best thing about the rain is hearing it on the tin roof. Second that we wake, no, we can take the day from me. Other tangled sheets under the covers, while the world is spinning without us in it. We can stay and get a getaway. That's the best thing about the rain. Best thing about the rain. Ooh, 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 that we wake, no, we can take the day for me and you. Wrapped up in each other, tangled sheets under the covers, while the world is spinning without us in it. We can sing it a getaway. That's the best thing about the rain. Best thing.
That was the new single, Best Thing About the Rain, by my very special guest, country artist Genevieve Fisher. Don't forget, you can download your copy on all streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and you can share it. You can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. Very great song. Just such
Thank you. Great
tune for you. Two hits back to back, as far as I'm concerned, for this year. Really great.
Oh, thank you.
And then
thank
Part
so
of
much.
Me will be number three.
Fingers crossed.
Well, I think you've been working on a music video
for
this one.
Yes. I actually just recently got to see an edit of it, and it was so fun to shoot this video for Best Thing About the Rain. We actually shot it down the road from where I live at a neighbor's place. They have a beautiful barn, a beautiful property. So yeah, it was just so cool. The director actually like built this big rain machine because, as you know, we just went through like a bit of a drought. We had no rain.
There was nothing. Absolutely
so
nothing.
So at one point we're like, okay, I think we're going to have to improvise here. And actually it was funny, but the day that we filmed, it did rain a bit, but not enough. So we did still need to use the rain machine, but it was such a fun video to shoot. And
nice.
Yeah,
very
for
cool.
Sure.
Awesome. Now there's a little bit more news that you've got going on. Western University, I heard.
Yes. I'm going to be back at my alma mater tomorrow. I'm going to be performing there
Truth and Reconciliation.
Yeah, so they're doing an event, you know, raise awareness for Truth and Reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, June is Indigenous Awareness Month. So, yeah, so I'm super excited to be a part of this event.
That's awesome. Full circle moment for you too, because you studied at Western University, if I remember.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And I actually worked there for about 4 years. I worked
at
Indigenous
Services.
There.
Oh, very
nice. I did.
Okay.
So it was, so I got to work with some amazing Indigenous students and help them along their, you know, university journey. It's going to be amazing to go back and see some of my old coworkers and
Oh, that's going to be such a full circle moment again for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's going to be a special moment. It's a very special moment. Now, you also performed at the CMA Ontario Awards as well. That was great, you know, to know that you were performing live for that one. That must have felt great to be able to do that, as well as getting to see everybody. It's just always such a great reunion.
Oh, it is for sure. Absolutely.
NOMS.
Yes, I
noms
was nominated for
noms.
Female Artist. Yes, it was amazing, and I got to perform Best Thing About the Rain, and it was perfect timing because the next day it was being released to radio, so it was great to be able to sing it for my peers and industry people, so it was great.
Oh, that's so good, and then with the music video coming out too, it's going to be so cool for everybody to see that. You've got some other shows that are going to be coming up. You're going to be in Manitoulin as well. Can you name a couple of the other ones?
So I'll be in Manitoulin Island for Manitoulin Country Fest.
It's always a great show for that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Earlier in August, August 5th, I'm going to be doing a show right in the village, in Blue Mountain Village.
So I'm
going to
come
really
see you.
Yes, you should.
I'll come and do a live interview with you that day.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Awesome.
So I'll be doing that show at the beginning of August. Again, August 18th, Manitoulin Country Fest. Unfortunately, I was going to be doing a show in I call it my kind of new hometown in St. Thomas on August 20th, but unfortunately, they had to cancel that show. And then in September, I'm hoping to be doing a performance at an event at the CCMAs, which would be great. And then I'm doing a show in Elmer, Ontario. And some great shows coming up.
And it's great too because you've got the film stuff coming out as well. You'll be able to tell everybody about that.
Yes, absolutely. So I believe the first film is coming out this fall. So make sure you kind of stay tuned on my social media and I'll be posting about that.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Really great.
Yes.
What a year.
Yes.
See?
You
know,
crazy.
Tough. And then now look at everything that's come from that. Who knew that, you know, coming from Boots and Hearts at that show, that door was going to open for you?
I know. I know.
Pretty
I
cool. Know. Very cool. Well, I am so happy for you. Congratulations for everything. You are just one in a million. And you know how much
thank
of a big
so
fan
much,
I am
ma'am.
Of yours. And I can't thank you enough for what you did in my life. And just,
oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Very
well,
important.
You've always been such a huge supporter. And I'm always here to support you as well. So thank you so much.
I am here for you every time, anytime. Every
thank
time.
You.
You're gonna.
Thank you.
We're gonna have to get together, Shantaya. You and I. We'll have to do that one day.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. Give your wonderful hubby a big hug and squeeze from us.
I will.
And same thing for Harrison and your other little baby. So
yes.
Yeah. Love you
thank
guys
you
to
so
death.
Much.
And thank you so much for coming on the show. And I cannot wait to
thank
have you back.
Him. Okay. I know, me too. Thank you so much for everything.
All right, you take care and have a great day, okay?
You
big
too.
Hugs.
Okay. Okay, bye, Kim.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Genevieve Fisher, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Abby Stewart, David Boy James, Annika, Cole Bradley, Rivertown Saints, Ty Wilson, Pete L'Esperance, The Prairie States, Runaway Angel, Kansas King, Rock Icons Lighthouse, Rock Icons The Stampeders, Katie Topham, Rock Band Taming Sorry, Jamie Warren, Kaya Gamble, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Ago, I knew our lives would change, but we didn't really know until we said your name. 3 weeks went by and every other problem slipped my mind. Coming up the drive, nothing looks the same. With a part of me knew I'd fall in love, be the best of my of me.